spirit-guided path. So now get situated in a comfortably upright position and gently allow your eyes to close. And let's begin with three ishes and an om. And now call your spirit guide by name and ask your spirit guide to separate out your Trinity from your body. See your intellect there as you are now. Your intellect is sitting exactly in the place you're sitting, wearing precisely the clothes that you're wearing right now. In fact, your intellect appears precisely as yourself right now. So turn your head slightly to the left and look over your left shoulder. And notice there your dark side. Yes, there is a dark side head sitting there in the shadows on your left shoulder. So reach up now with your left hand and place your left hand on the neck, on the throat of that dark side. And when I tell you, you're going to pull it out, but don't throw it away. You're actually going to hold it in front of you. Okay, so are you ready? One, two, three, pull it out. That's it. Good, good. So there it is. It's in front of you. And you can see it now. It's in your left hand. You can see it. You see all its ugliness. So now here's the deal. You're going to accuse it of the very things it's been telling you. All those dark side messages. Say to it something like, so you're the one that's been telling me all this time I'm not going to succeed. I'm not good enough. You're the one who's been telling me that I cannot give up smoking, whatever it is. Ah, I know you. It's your voice that's been instilling me with fear about the future. So that's it. Go ahead now. Just accuse it of whatever it's been telling you, all those messages that you wrote down, and then notice its response. Go ahead. And as you notice its response, it might be telling you, yes, but you're weak. Or, I'm only telling you the truth. Maybe your dark side is smirking or laughing at you defiantly. So just notice that in your right hand, you actually have a hammer. And imagine you have a hammer in your right hand, and it is a powerful spiritual hammer. So menace your dark side with your hammer. Tell your dark side, you know that I love to pound you. I really enjoy pounding you. Do you want me to pound you? Or are you going to leave me alone? And if your dark side begins to shrivel and really shrink, then you don't actually need to pound it. But it's probably not doing that. So you may want to give it one or two good whacks in the forehead just for good measure. But if your dark side isn't being at all defiant, or if it's being quiet, just give it about five good whacks in the forehead. That's it. And now ask it, are you going to leave me alone? Or do you want me to continue pounding you? You know I like to pound you. So just see what your dark side does. And if your dark side needs a few more good whacks, then go ahead and do it. But if you find that your dark side is being particularly resistant today, then just set the hammer down, pick up a blowtorch. Imagine yourself actually picking up a blowtorch and notice this powerful blue flame coming out of that blowtorch. And then just begin applying that flame of that torch to the head of your dark side. And that's it. Be merciless. This dark side is not your friend. And when it begins to really shrink down and shrivel away from this searing flame, then you can set the blowtorch down or just hold it in your hand and then say to your dark side, are you going to leave me alone or do you want some more? Okay, so you see that your dark side is ready to give up. And it may say to you, I'll leave you alone, I'll go away. Or maybe it'll say, I'll leave you alone for now. In any case, you now respond to it inwardly. So tell your dark side, good, leave me alone. But I know you'll be back. I know it. But I want you to know this. I want you to know that I recognize your voice and I know the messages you've been giving me. And when you come back, I'll be ready for you because I'll recognize your voice. I will pull you out and I'll smash you and burn you. I'm not afraid of you anymore. Okay, so now throw your dark side on the floor and see it run away from you. You might zap some white light at it while it's running away from you. That's it. Zap that white light right at it from your fingertips. And then see it run out the door and see the door close behind it. That's it. So now just seal up the door frame with some white light from your fingertips. Beautiful. That's it. Now take a big deep breath in from your nose and out your mouth. This is a big breath, a sigh of relief. And you feel the good riddance of it all. It's gone. So now ask your guide who's been sitting there waiting patiently. Ask your guide to invoke a ray of light. And ask your guide to escort your Trinity up that ray of light. And feel yourself floating higher and higher. You are gently floating. Higher, higher, and even higher as you enter the radiant magnificence of the light. And experience the nurturing power of the light as it enters you. This light is bringing you strength, positivity, confidence. In this moment, turn your face upward to the light. Even turn your palms, your hands upward towards the light. And breathe in as you feel the light warming you. And then say out loud softly to the light, please forgive me. I forgot who I was. I thought I was my dark side. And feel the forgiveness of the light. And just allow yourself in this moment to experience the radiant magnificence, the splendor of the light. Breathe in as you feel it filling you. Now ask your spirit guide to escort you through the arc of light into your sanctuary. And as you arrive in your sanctuary, look down at your feet. Notice that they are on a path, and your spirit guide is in front of you. This is your spirit-guided path. So ask your spirit guide to escort you down to your river of life. Feel yourself being brought down by your river of life. And as you go there, notice the magnificence, notice the splendor of this powerful, this wonderful, this beautiful place that is your sanctuary. Here you are safe. Here you are secure. And as you take in the beautiful trees, the flowers, you find yourself at your river of life. So just notice your river of life today. It may be anything from a bubbling brook, maybe it's a vast river like the Mississippi, whatever it is. Just see that the water is clear, the water is sparkly. And as you gently breathe, just notice how it looks. Notice how it feels to you today. Notice how you feel observing it. And now look down, and there on the bank near your river of life is your tree of life. It's growing stronger, this tree of life, your tree of life, and it's getting more powerful. This tree, your tree, has dignity, strength, and as you observe it, it seems to perk up a bit and grow larger, stronger. It's almost as if it's flexing its muscles. So just take it in, breathe it in. See how powerful this tree is, how deep its roots go. And allow yourself to experience the strength and stature, the dignity, the power of your tree of life. And now tell your spirit guide that you would like to visit your high spiritual teacher. And ask your spirit guide to take you up the invisible staircase of 10 steps to the place your high spiritual teacher dwells. And see yourself. You are going up that staircase. Maybe you want to count inwardly as you go up the steps. And as you arrive on the top steps and know yourself to be in the presence of your high spiritual teacher, breathe in. And inwardly see yourself bowing, putting your hands together, whatever it is, giving a sign of welcome, of acknowledgement. This is a kind of salutation to your high spiritual teacher. And maybe you remember your high spiritual's name from the process, and if so, greet your high spiritual teacher. If not, that's okay. Just greet your high spiritual teacher and ask her or him to tell you their name, and just take whatever name comes to you. And then use that name in the future to identify and to greet your high spiritual teacher. And ask your high spiritual teacher if he or she has any message for you today. And just breathe that message in. So tell your high spiritual teacher how grateful you are to be in her or his presence, and how much you have appreciation for his or her guidance in the past. And now speak from your heart and tell your high spiritual teacher about those areas of your life where you are now experiencing problems or troubles, or maybe a place where you're stuck. A place where you are triggered. Maybe there's some confusion, frustration, worry, uncertainty, whatever it is. Your high spiritual teacher is actually already aware of your problems, and you sense that he or she does want to help you. So just allow yourself to experience the willingness of your high spiritual teacher to assist you and to even help you today in this moment. And ask your high spiritual teacher if she or he can help you. Tell your high spiritual teacher that you are seeking healing, that you want to know how to progress on your path of spiritual growth, and that the answers and guidance you seek are all in terms of your spiritual growth, in terms of your ability to help others grow and to heal their own hearts. And maybe you ask your high spiritual teacher for guidance on your path of contribution into the world, whatever it is. After each question, pause and receive an answer. Just gently breathe. And in this moment, allow yourself to begin recognizing this voice which speaks to you, which does have answers for you. And in the weeks ahead, as you visit your high spiritual teacher more frequently, you will come to know this voice of love, of support, of wisdom, of guidance, and of deep compassion. Your high spiritual teacher's only concern is your well-being, your spiritual progress, and your healing. So ask now for any other guidance that you might need. Just notice if new things may come to mind. Sometimes the further we are on our path, the more clear we are about the questions and the help that we need. So just take it in. Receive whatever messages or guidance you're being given at this time. And tell your high spiritual teacher that you actually want to do light work here on planet Earth, in your life, in this world. And it is for this that you seek guidance for your contribution into the world, that you want your heart to be healed, and that you seek to learn your lessons of love in this lifetime. Receive any other special message that your high spiritual teacher has for you today. You might even ask if there is any other message for you today, perhaps a guiding thought, maybe a guiding principle for you to follow this day. And just breathe that in. And as you continue to receive that, in this moment, once again, put your hands together and bow in a salutation to your high spiritual teacher and say goodbye. But you can also tell your high spiritual teacher that you will return. And telling your high spiritual teacher how you appreciate and how thankful you are for their advice, their support, and their unconditional love that you have received today. And now feel yourself being escorted down the invisible staircase into your sanctuary. And now in your sanctuary, ask your spirit guide to escort you out through the arc of light back into the light itself. And now once again, in the splendor of the light, see your Trinity take the form of a cone of light energy, a large cone of light energy. And maybe it's 5 or 6 feet tall. It is just pure white light energy. And that cone of white light energy now enters this room where you're seated. And then the point of that cone now touches the point of the crown of your head, and then it begins to enter your body and flood into your head. And as it does this, it brings peace, light, forgiveness, and deep healing to all the dark areas of your brain. And you feel the light flooding down your face, down your neck. And as you continue to gently breathe, you feel a shaft of light go right into your heart space, filling your heart with light, understanding, compassion. The light now spreads across your shoulders, goes down your arms, it goes down your spine, into your torso, into your pelvis. And this light fills absolutely every organ and every cell of your body with light. And maybe you experience a tingling sensation as this light fills your body and flows down your pelvis into your thighs, down your thighs, past your knees, into your calves, past your ankles, into your feet. then just notice as the light is emanating out your toes, out your fingertips. And this light is forming an aura, a bubble around you. So just notice the color of this aura, this light that is surrounding you. Just see the tint in it. And then notice your feelings. This light is your life force. This light has come from within you, and now you are within it. And there's no part of you that is not in the light. There's no aspect of you that is not emanating from the light. This light is experiencing this love as peace and understanding and healing. Just breathe in this knowledge and know that you have been given this life force in this lifetime to manage, to live, and to contribute. And know that you can dispel the darkness at any time. You can also seek guidance and wisdom, and you can bring the light into your body. Know that you are of the light. You are a light being. You are love. You are lovable. And you are loving. So breathe in this light. Breathe in this reality of your own being. And as you're experiencing this life filling you, relax once again, and then allow your eyes to gently open. And as your eyes open and you are gently breathing, you might go back to that page where you made the list about what you wanted guidance and actually enter in the messages, the guidance that you received from your high spiritual teacher. So just make a list, a kind of log or a journal of the knowledge that is coming to you. It's important you write this down. And just know that this knowledge, this wisdom, is you. So receive it, breathe it in. It can be very interesting to see how this knowledge develops over time, how it changes. And you can trust that you can bring any problems to your high spiritual teacher, even the ones that seem mundane. But just always remember to ask the questions in terms of your own spiritual progress, in terms of your own personal healing. And you might be wondering whether to buy a red car, a silver car, or just ask your high spiritual teacher, is it my path to get the red car or the silver car? Or maybe you want to ask, is my path to have a car at all? You may ask questions even though they may seem small or mundane or trivial, but maybe they're on your mind and that's what's important. Always, in terms of your healing, your path of contribution, your path of spiritual progress. Just know that everything in the world is infused with spirit. Problems that seem insurmountable may be given to your high spiritual teacher. You can ask your high spiritual teacher to arrange a solution or to guide you in having a solution. When something is intolerable for you, just let your high spiritual teacher know that. Let your high spiritual teacher know that you can't continue living or working in this situation. You can engage in a kind of question of asking your high spiritual teacher how to resolve it. Ask your high spiritual teacher to arrange things so that they can be resolved. And this reaffirms once again your intention to make a contribution, asking for your high spiritual teacher's support in making this contribution. And after you've completed your notations, be sure to take account of what actions are required of you. This is an important step that you take into the vision that you are receiving from your high spiritual teacher. This important step, the step of taking the action that has been given to you. And when you do so, when you take your spirit-guided action, the universe will participate with you because your spiritual self is that part that resonates in harmony with the universe. So just be prepared for good things. And as you become more practiced with this meditation, you might find that the tape becomes unnecessary. You can actually self-guide and achieve the goals that you want without actually listening to the tape. So just be prepared for that time when you just want to do this meditation without listening to the tape. And then from then on, you'll find that this channel is always open to you, and you can use it effectively. And it takes as long as 25 minutes, so just set that 25 minutes aside for yourself regularly, maybe 2, 3, 4 times a week, every day if you want. You get to breathe in, trust, and actually enjoy the benefits of spirit-guided action. So now go in peace.